There was no shortage of political news in 2017, and here in Ohio, several big stories received a lot of attention from lawmakers and voters alike. In this installment of Politics Ohio, we're speaking with Joe Ingles at the Ohio State House News Bureau. Ingles highlights some of the biggest political stories of the year and gives us a taste of what we may be seeing at the State House in 2018. Joe, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be with you.
So, big stories for 2017 from the State House perspective. What did you see?
Well, we saw quite a few. We saw our ballot issues, you know, that we had in the fall. Marcy's Law passed, and the issue that was designed to lower drug costs, that failed. We also had this continuing opioid problem, and a lot of stories came out of there. We also had a state budget that was approved, and there was a lot of disagreement on how that should happen. But one of the things all of the lawmakers pretty much wanted to do was to devote money to the opioid crisis. You're looking at about $1 billion over that period of time, and that is between federal and state funds together, not necessarily all out of the budget.
Did you speak to any that are concerned with the amount of funding that this may be taking away from other services?
Well, I think they're all concerned about the amount of money that it takes away from other services, but they're concerned also about the cost. I mean, we're losing a lot of Ohioans. We lead the nation in opioid deaths right now. And, you know, while the prescription painkiller deaths are at a six-year low, the number of people in Ohio dying from fentanyl and from heroin, it just continues to go up and up and up. So I think all lawmakers were pretty much in the same vein that something needs to be done, and a lot of them still feel that there's more that needs to be done or should be done.
Let's take a look at medical marijuana and how we end up here at year's end on that front. Ballot measure was voted down by voters in November.
It was, and at the end of the year, we end with a controversy in the state's new medical marijuana program. The licenses for the large cultivators have been issued. 12 businesses were chosen to get those licenses. These are big pot farms, enclosed pot farms, not outdoors, up to 50,000 square feet. And they're big business. It's really big business. So the companies that were named, some of them had Republican political ties, and that was questioned. And the people who didn't get those licenses can appeal, and some are doing that. But there are still a lot of questions as to how the grading happened and the process, because we found out that one of the graders, one of the consultants used to grade those applications, had a criminal background for trafficking, selling drugs. And that was something that if you were applying to get one of those licenses, you could not have that kind of background. But for the consultant who was actually doing the work of choosing who got the licenses, they have that background. So there's a lot of questions right now as to the validity of the application process, the way it was scored, and we've got a threat of a lawsuit, and we've also got a threat of a ballot measure next year to legalize marijuana statewide just for anyone rather than for medicinal marijuana that is supposed to go online in September.
So recreational marijuana use is expected to take up a lot of the talk about ballot initiatives next year.
Right, yes. We're going to hear a lot of that. We're also going to hear a lot from our gubernatorial candidates, because let's not forget that next year will be a gubernatorial election. So we have a lot of candidates out there. This is something they're going to be talking about. They're going to be talking about the opioid problem as well and how to solve it. We're going to hear one of the candidates thinks you ought to legalize pot to fight opioids. Another one is saying, well, a couple of them are saying that the governor should declare an emergency and get the money that could come with that. There's a suggestion that the rainy day fund get used to provide opioid funding. Attorney General Mike DeWine, who's running for governor, has been suing the drug companies. Many cities, Nan Whaley's also suing drug companies. Mary Taylor, who's running for governor, wants to borrow $1 billion to fight opioids. There's just all these different plans out there. We're going to be hearing a lot of that in 2018.
A lot to look forward to in the coming year, and we'll certainly pay attention to what's taking place at the State House. Joe Ingles, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.